You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento City Council District 2 spans neighborhoods like Del Paso Heights, Hagenwood, and Woodlake, but the City Council seat has been vacant since the start of the year after former council member Sean LaLoey's resignation following a federal indictment related to his grocery store businesses. An election is currently underway to fill that seat, and it looks like a single candidate did not receive more than 50% of the vote. So that means the top two candidates will head to a November run. So the City Council appointed someone to fill that seat through LaLoey's term, which ends in December. And that appointment is a familiar name to this district with deep roots in the community. Sean Tao was just sworn in this week as the new appointed council member. He grew up in the district and graduated from Grant Union High. And he's the executive director of Hmong Youth and Parents United. Joining us now is Councilmember Tao. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky.
Good afternoon. Well, we'd love to start with your connection to District 2. You have a deep connection to this area.
Yes, my family moved to District 2 in the 90s, and my, the Hmong community, we started moving to District 2 in the 80s. We were there in the flood of 86 and the Strawberry Manors area. And I grew up in the district. I went to Martin Luther King Junior High, Grant High School, UC Davis, and I'm back in the community running a nonprofit that serves youth and advocates for the community.
You know, given that you have such deep ties to not only the city, but this specific district, you even stayed local going to UC Davis and you came back and started a community organization and nonprofit. Why did you choose to stay in your hometown and not maybe go off to a bigger city?
I think, you know, one thing that my parents raised me as well is give back to the community. Even my siblings, you know, we're teachers, counselors, and, I just love working for my community. And, you know, we have a big Hmong population as well as we're a very diverse community in North Sacramento. And so we have deep roots and definitely, you know, I wanted to work for the community because I see the struggles growing up there and definitely to provide hope for the community. Hmm.
You also have some experience working with the city. You worked for City Hall as a District 2 council representative for a good amount of time, from 2013 to 2020. What did that teach you about how city government works?
You know, my experience in City Hall, I went in as an unpaid intern, and then I worked my way into a council district. And, just learning the ins and outs of City Hall, working with city staff, you know, one thing I learned is that, you know, we really have to work hard to educate our constituents about city services and about the city and what we can do or work with the city for our community.
Hmm. Earlier this year, and I know that you're well aware, this is your district that you live in and have called home for a long time. Former council member Sean LaLoey resigned, and that followed a series of controversies surrounding LaLoey, even including when and allegedly where he was originally sworn in. You were a constituent in this district and also a community advocate in this district. How did this impact you and you think the community during this time?
I think, you know, it has to do with trust and, you know, the community. We want to, and North Sacramento has been a marginalized community for the longest time. We were our independent city until 1964. We were annexed by the city, and we felt that ever since, you know, there's still community members who felt that North Sacramento has received the short end of the stick all these years. And, you know, it just adds on to that distrust. But what I'm trying to do is build that trust with the community and with the city.
The opportunity then came up to fill this vacancy. The city posted that they were accepting applications and you were appointed unanimously. But take us to the beginning. Step one, what interested you in this opportunity to hold a city office?
So I realized, you know, it's a short 9 months and I still follow a lot of the city ordinance, city policies, and, you know, what happens at council. And I realized, no, in the short 9 months, District 2 is in dire need of representation. And, you know, the city has a $66 million deficit. We want to protect resources, especially to the youth and just basic resources, 311, code enforcement for our area, because I live there. I see what's happening, and we want these basic services restored.
Yeah, I would imagine it caused some anxiety and concern with having a vacant city council seat. I do think the mayor's office absorbs that district, but that's not the same as having a city council member represent District 2.
Yes, it's different. You know, with the mayor, he represents all of Sacramento, and sometimes he has to be impartial. And so definitely with a direct representation for the district allows, you know, the representatives to speak up more and fight for resources for the district.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with newly appointed Sac City Council member Sean Tao, who was just sworn in this week to fill the vacancy for District 2, which encompasses neighborhoods like Del Paso Heights, Hagenwood, and Wood Lake. You are the second Hmong on the city council alongside council member Mai Vang, who was the first ever in city history. I also think of neighboring Oakland, which is home to the first Hmong mayor in a major city in the country, Sheng Tao, who's also joined us on Insight before. This all happened within the past few years. Is this significant to you?
I think it's significant, you know, for my community, the Hmong community. It really shows that we are, you know, Hmong Americans. We're becoming, this is our American story, you know, and being refugees 30 years ago, many of us would never imagine, you know, running for office. And now we have three or four elected in the state of California. That's amazing.
Yeah. You are just 2 days in, I think 48 hours. So what response have you received from people in the community, even your family?
I think just, it's, you know, it's overwhelming, but then I think a lot of celebration and happiness and definitely inspiration from the community. You know, a lot of folks, you know, saying, we knew you were going to do it one day. And, you know, I'm still taking it. It's surreal.
Yeah. Where do you think you can make the biggest dent with eight months and change that you have in office?
I think, you know, definitely making sure that some of the projects that were lined up, especially our North Sacramento Library, is followed through on. Definitely making sure that a lot of the budgets to, you know, city services, 311, code enforcement, homeless services in our area aren't cut. Or definitely making sure that, you know, we build outreach to the community and build strengthening our neighborhoods so that whoever comes in next can work with the community, and, you know, it will be a good handoff.
Are there other issues that you think get overlooked in District 2?
I think, you know, there's been a disinvestment in North Sacramento for the longest time. We've always felt that north of the river, you know, the city kind of forgets about it. But then we're here to fight. You know, I grew up in North Sacramento. I think it's a beautiful neighborhood. And I felt that, you know, we if we can attract the right investments, you know, the neighborhood or the district can grow. Definitely with a lot of infill development. We have Del Paso Boulevard that's on a transit overlay zone. Definitely new ideas there. That's just 10 minutes from downtown.
Yeah. For those who are unfamiliar with your district, where you call home in North Sacramento, help them visualize why you love to call it home, why you came back, and you also are a positive force in the community after being raised there as a child.
North Sacramento is a very diverse community. Definitely, you know, it's resilient. Grant High School has, we have one high school that, you know, the community united through the high school. And definitely we have a vibrant history with Wood Lake, Del Paso Heights, McClellan Air Force Base. And, you know, there's just so much history with the district that North Sacramento should definitely be on the radar for development and investments.
I would imagine, finally, I mean, the biggest issue probably facing the city is that budget deficit that you mentioned. And it's good to have that vacant seat filled with someone in District 2. How has your experience working in the community, how does that position you to advocate for your constituents? Because there's the likelihood that cuts are going to have to be made. There is a budget hole to fill.
Yeah, I think definitely looking into our what's the bare basic services that our community needs. We're dealing with a lot of illegal dumping, homeless issues on our parkways. You know, we have a beautiful bike trail, the Sacramento Northern Bike Trail, and, you know, there's a big homeless encampment there. And so, you know, we have to make sure that our kids who are walking on the bike trail every day do not have to experience this homelessness, and we are able to clean up our parkways.
Do you think this is going to be the only time you hold a city seat? Do you see yourself maybe running for elected office one day?
I'm still young, so I can't say, but definitely this is a big shoe to step into.
Yeah, it's a good warm up. So maybe a simmer to a boil to a campaign. Councilmember Tao, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Sean Tao is the newly appointed city council member for District 2 in North Sacramento, which encompasses neighborhoods like Del Paso Heights, Hagenwood, and Woodlake. He will fill the position through December. Still ahead, a Nevada City tribe is closing in on the opportunity to purchase a couple hundred acres of ancestral homeland. We'll learn more about their homeland return and what it means for the Nevada City Rancheria Nisenan tribe. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.